Hello.
Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Larry Riggs.
Okay.
Sir, I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I don't know if you have a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. First question. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
I'm American. What are you?
So am I. Next question.
Okay.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely, extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Five.
Thank you very much. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Is that a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Depends on who runs.
I know, but you have to choose either one, either a strong Republican or not so strong.
I'm going to say strong, but not for Donald Trump.
I understand. Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you very much. And what specifically makes you say that? Just a short statement.
The media and politicians.
Thank you very much. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congregational elections? I'm going to read every single one of them, and you choose two max. Gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, health care costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Lord, and I got to pick one.
Two.
Yeah. Well, two.
Okay. I'm going to say shrinking the size of government.
Okay. That would be the only one? Okay. Go ahead.
And I'm going to say the economy.
Economy. Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve of what they're doing so far.
Okay. Is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Next question. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, mine is about the same.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Will you record everything I say about that?
No. All of your answers are confidential.
I'd rather you record it.
Okay.
Until we all get colorblind, there's no fix for it.
Okay. Thank you very much. So you will say that it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you very much. Next question. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. Next question. How often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. How concerned are you about rights and freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Read that again.
How concerned are you about your rights and freedoms being taken away from you? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
I'm going to say not at all concerned, but I'm going to probably go midpoint there, somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Next question. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The Republican Party.
I'm going to say 80.
80. Thank you very much. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott from South Carolina. Is that correct?
Based on your knowledge, yes.
I'm going to say 80.
80. Thank you.
Yeah.
Parnell West.
I don't know him, so what's a neutral number?
Okay, thank you very much. That's an answer as well. Black Lives Matter.
0.
0. The Leadership Conference of Human Rights and Civil Rights.
Don't have a clue what they're for.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Zero, okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
100.
100, thank you very much. Joe Biden.
Zero.
Zero, thank you very much. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, will you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
I'm going to say none.
None. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not at all worried.
Not at all worried.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with these statements. America's diversity makes us stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. The government...
I strongly agree.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you strongly agree or disagree?
The government should do more to...
lessen income inequality in society.
Well, I'm going to disagree because I don't know how involved that would be.
Okay. Is that somewhat or strongly disagree?
I'm going to say somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
Read that again.
Abortion access should be a legal protected right in this country. And take your time. Take your time. You don't have to rush.
I'm going to say I somewhat agree under certain circumstances.
I understand. Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Well, once again, everybody needs to get colorblind.
I understand.
We all have the same rights.
I understand. So you agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree.
At this point, I'm going to say strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Yeah. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
If you'd write how I answer it, I'd be more pleased. But read it again.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I'm going to say I somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you strongly support or oppose?
I oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose. If they're not qualified, they shouldn't get a job or get in.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you some, just two statements that for some people or that some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B. Other people say America's strength is in its diversity. that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitments to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all of our citizens so that they might contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you agree with, A or B?
Well, in my opinion, we already have B. But
okay.
But the two could be joined. I mean,
I understand. That's also an answer. You could say, you know, if you agree with both of them, it's okay too. It's up to you.
Well, I agree with both of them, parts of both of them.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for a democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. A strong military.
10.
10. Thank you. Secure borders.
10.
Thank you. Religious freedom.
10.
Thank you. Affordable health care.
10.
Thank you. A fair and an equitable court system.
10.
Thank you. Traditional family values.
10.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
10.
Thank you. Quality K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. 0 to 10.
But you put too much in that statement.
I understand. You can choose any number from 0 to 10 based on what you understood and you believe.
Well, there's so much there. Are you asking if I agree with the Supreme Court or disagree with their decision?
Yeah, it's up to you whether you agree or not with what the Supreme Court is doing.
If I say 10, does that mean I agree with their decisions, recent decisions?
Exactly.
10.
Okay, thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. We almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10. 0 to 10. How do you feel about voting?
Will you write my comments?
Yes, sir.
At this point, it's 0 because they're dumb as dirt.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
High school graduate.
Thank you very much. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you very much. That would be somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you very much. Next question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. How do you identify... I'm sorry. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. Thank you so much for your time. All of your opinions have been recorded and are important. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.